hope you're having a wonderful Monday evening on this beautiful spring evening. Joining me in studio is Jen Zanotti. She is our Motivational Monday expert, and she's the host of Getting Zen with Jen Z. And go to her website, Jen, before I forget tonight.
JenZanotti.com.
JenZanotti.com to find out all about all the great things that she does there.
Yes, thank you.
And I want to introduce you to some of the folks that I've been getting to know and I'll be working with this Saturday for a gala that they have coming up. We're hanging out in studio with the Bridge Youth and Family Services, and joining me in studio is the Bridge Mentoring Program Manager, Liz... You know what's funny? You just told me and I could do it, but when I read it, everybody trips up.
You gotta skip a few letters when you're looking at it. It's Dobrinsky.
Dobrinsky.
Yeah.
So the Z silent.
Yes.
Dobrzyzinski. That's what I was trying to trip over.
It's Dobrzyński in Polish.
Dobrzyński.
You know, if you want to just say it the American way, skip the Z.
All right, then. I will do that. Dobrzyński. Liz is in studio with us to talk a little bit about the program and the incredible work that you do. We often have conversations about that gap there is all over this country when it comes to emotional and mental help. And, you know, there's so many different parts of, you know, reaching out for help that is hard to do. Tell us a little bit about the Bridge.
Well, the Bridge primarily does counseling for youth from 0 to 18. Mm-hmm. But as part of that, they also have a mentoring program for the kids from 7 until 18. And so it's really a nice way to support what's going on in counseling. Not all the kids are in counseling. Some just come as referrals from their friends, which I think means they enjoy the program. But we really work hard with families. We've got parenting groups and all sorts of support services for kids who are in crisis or just struggling with, you know, growing up. It's not easy.
What communities do you typically serve? Is it all around Palatine?
It's basically Cook County. So mm-hmm. we serve Palatine Township along with several other townships like Hanover and those adjoining area townships.
And when people come to you, what's kind of their, I guess, their hope, right? Because maybe they've been referred by somebody else or word of mouth. Maybe they've Googled you, but they need to learn a little bit more of that sort of connection. What is it that brings people to you?
Right. Well, a lot of families go through different crises in their lives. And so a lot of the kids that come to us are referred from local school systems where okay. social workers identify, you know, that someone needs a little extra help or a little extra support. A lot of, like you said, families find us on their own, or they're just familiar with us because we've been in the community for a very long time. A couple of years ago, we had our 50th anniversary. So when we started, the counselors actually used to hang out at the Forest Preserve in the 60s. So people be like, I need someone to talk to. Go hang out at the Forest Preserve. You're going to find our counselors.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the Forest Preserve. Go for a hike and you can find a counselor.
There you go.
That's where people hung out in the 60s. So that's where the counselors went to hang out with them. So obviously, you know, we've kind of upgraded our facilities since then.
But what a great reminder. You just mentioned the social workers at the schools. You know, in the city of Chicago, we're not able to fund a lot of those positions. And it's crucial because, you know, they're often the ones having the conversations and finding out, you know, in ways that most teachers can't, you know, classmates, you know, try to do the best. But social workers are the ones who are literally the boots on the ground in schools.
Right. There's only so many hours in the day that social workers can sit down one-on-one with somebody. Mm-hmm. So it's really imperative that we have programs like ours where kids can go once a week, you know, for an hour and just really get into the nitty-gritty of what's happening and how we can help them.
And would you like to introduce our audience to Noah and to Alice Lee? Not Alice Lee. Alice Lee's on there. Annalise, my apologies. I had all these names on the list.
Well, so Noah joined our program when he was just like 7 or 8 years old, and he's still with it. So apparently he finds a little bit of value there. And Annalise is his sister, younger sister. So she joined us as soon as she was old enough to join us. She's also my mentee. So we are matched together.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Noah, so what were your, do you remember at 7 coming to the Bridge and what that was like?
Yeah. At a young age, it was like weird going into a new place with new people and a bunch of adults that you don't really recognize. So it was kind of hard to adapt at first. But I think within my first couple weeks in the program, I met Liz, and Liz like basically just navigated me through the entire way. And ever since then, it just feels like I've been a veteran in the program.
That's awesome.
Well,
it's nice to have that feeling, right?
Yeah.
Of kind of knowing what you're doing and being able to be an example for other people.
Yeah, Noah's really great with the new arrivals to the program and the young kids. He's very good about just kind of making them feel welcome and safe. And I have to say, we've got so many different personalities in this group of kids. And you hear about cliquishness and bullying in schools and stuff. Not this group of kids. It's like they kind of know, like, we're all here to work on something. No one's perfect. And they all accept each other. And no matter the age, the gender, the background, they're just, click and meld really well together.
Again, we're talking to our friends from the Bridge Youth and Family Services. You can go to bridgeyouth.org and find out more about all the programs, services, maybe their calendar, including our event we have coming up on Saturday, which we'll tell you more about in a moment. Annalise, do you want to jump on the microphone? You're like, I don't know how much I want to talk about this. Come on in to the microphone. You tagging along with Noah tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 13.
You're 13. What's it like hanging out with some of the folks at the Bridge?
Well, everybody's really nice to me. And the, like, staff members there, they, like, do a lot of stuff for you. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, just there to help you 24/7.
It's good to have a place where you feel safe, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Noah, you're nodding. I mean, that's the thing is, yes. And it's hard to explain to people what that means. Not just physically safe, but emotionally
it's
safe.
It's like anytime you feel like you need to get something off your chest, there's always going to be someone there you can talk to. If you need a head to if you need a place to rest your head because you've had a hard day or a long day at school, some kid was picking at you at lunch, there's always going to be some person in this program that will always look out for you. Even if you don't want that kind of attention, there's always someone outside the door waiting on you.
That's amazing.
That is.
Just to have that kind of support.
Well, that's the thing, Jen. I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who still have the memories of being a teenager or younger and everything feeling like it was going to last forever. And everything feeling so immediate, so intense. Because you know what? The thing is, you don't have that much time, that much, you know, everything has been immediate and intense right. And it has felt like forever, right? So that's hard to, you know, manage those emotions sometimes. What kind of things do you feel, are the best? Is it talking? Is it being around other people?
I think the best thing for each and every person in the world is always having the feeling of knowing that someone else is there to care for you. Even if you feel like you don't care for yourself, there's always that feeling to just know that someone else cares and loves you, it just makes you feel so much better as a person.
And that's the thing is, we all get kind of, especially now with social media. Are you both on social media?
I tend to stay away from it because athletics.
Yeah. And your sport is football?
Yeah, football.
What position?
I'm a linebacker and running back.
Hello. Fast runner. Are you on social media, Annalise?
Yes.
What are some of the good things that you like about social media?
Well,
sharing photos and stuff.
Well, I don't really do that. But yeah, because I like to keep my stuff like private.
That's good, as you should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's because that idea of immediacy, social media, puts everything in this weird sort of light. Everyone else's life looks great, and it also gives people access to sort of go after each other too, mm-hmm. doesn't it? Well, we're talking to our friends from the Bridge Youth and Family Services. You can go to bridgeyouth.org. We have an event coming up this Saturday night. Tell folks a little bit about that.
I think Alice can jump
Alice,
in
you want to jump in a little bit?
It. There you go.
Yep. And we're going to have our annual spring gala is on Saturday the 13th. Patty's our entertainment. We're going to have a live auction, silent auction. We're really excited. All of the money really goes to, like, our counseling services are subsidized, and so all of the donations really go to help ensure kids have access to services and programs, no matter what income level they come in at. So we're really excited about this program. We're excited to see Patty there, too.
I'm excited to be a part of this. Again, the organization is the Bridge Youth and Family Services, and they have an incredible mission that we'll talk more about when we come back on 720 WGN. I am am honored to be emceeing and performing for an incredible event coming up this weekend, Take Flight 2019 Annual Fundraiser Gala for the Bridge Youth and Family Services. It's going to be at the Meadows Club, which is at 2950 Golf Road in Rolling Meadows. You can go to bridgeyouth.org. They've got their calendar. You can click on the calendar for all the information, as well as to get tickets. And in studio with us, we have the Bridge Mentoring Program Manager, Liz Dobrinsky. And she's very excited that I got that right that time, as am I. Hey, I am always excited when I get names right. And we want people to know that you can also get involved and become mentors. That's the thing, is you have to have people that are willing to commit their time and their experience and their insight. Everyone's different. Tell us a little bit about how people can volunteer.
Right. Well, the way our mentoring program works is that we match our youth one-on-one with adult mentors, and the mentors commit to being matched for at least a year. Fortunately for us, we have mentors that have been matched with their mentees for 5, 6, 7, 10 years. We just celebrated one of our volunteers kind of retiring from our program after he was matched over 12 years with his young man.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah. So it's a really fun way to get involved with kids. You can be their coach. You can be their cheerleader. You can be their best friend. You could kind of fill in as a parent every now and then when they need some guidance. And it's fun to be in the program because we all get together as a group twice a month. So all the kids and all the mentors, and we usually do one fun activity together. So we're going to go to the Sox game. We're going to go bowling. We have a family picnic every year, so everyone gets together. But we also set aside one activity every month where we do a service project for the community. And so the kids learn a lot about themselves. You know, the kids who don't feel that they have anything to offer realize that, wow, I just put a smile on that stranger's face, you know, and I can actually make a difference. One of the projects I'm most proud of happened a few years ago when all the kids got together and they helped a resident who was a senior citizen still caring for her adult children who were physically disabled. Challenged. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they painted the interior of the home. They got things fixed. They got some clutter moved out, all in one day. And it was just such an amazing experience for all these kids from like 7 years old on up to 18. Everyone took part in it. So we're always looking for volunteers to come and join us. If you can't commit to being matched to a child, you can commit to coming to our group activities and just let them get to know what the world is like out there. You know, just expose them to new people, new places, and cultures and everything that goes along with that.
What a great idea too, because you do sort of as a kid get locked into the, you know, your coaches or your teachers, and you know, you don't get a chance to talk to people. You know, those are the adults, you know, and those different interactions and personalities that you don't really get to spend time, you know, getting to know where they're coming from and why they talk to you that way, or you know, what that experience is like. Noah, can you tell us a little bit about your mentor or the mentors that you've had?
Joe.
Sounds like there's a
Joe
story.
Joe is a creative,
so many stories.
Creative mentor.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing I do like about Joe is Joe can be. He knows the best things for me, even though he's not my mom or my dad. He knows what's best for me, and that's one thing I do respect about him, because, like, if he sees me slacking off on the football field, or he doesn't see me working my hardest in school or anything, he'll, like, get in my butt and say, hey, you need to pick it up. Let's start working harder. And then another thing is, he likes to challenge my brain a lot. And, I mean, I don't like it, but I still need it if I want to be more intelligent as I get older and mature.
When he notices that you're kind of slacking off, does it make you sort of step back and go, well, why am I doing this? Does it make you more aware? Because that's a hard thing, isn't it?
It does. It's a very hard thing for you to realize by yourself. But when you do have that support behind you that like shows you, okay, this needs to be fixed, then makes you double check it, and it makes you like want to fix it.
And one of the things that I think was really hard for me growing up, and even as an adult, is forgiving yourself too, because sometimes it can be a cycle of, well, I didn't do that, so I suck, right? Or I didn't get this done, so I'm not going to be able to get the next thing done. And the thing is to let yourself off the hook. Do you find that you're getting better at that?
Oh, I am most definitely at getting better at that. One thing I do a lot now that I used to like not tend to do is I used to be a very lazy child, but like after I realized like I'm not working as hard as I possibly can, And if I really want to work for what I have, I can't just be sitting on the bed every day eating Cheetos. I got to get up. I got to wake up early. I got to get a good start to the day. And I got to always stay positive and keep a smile on my face.
I could use all that. We could all use that, Noah.
Yeah. I love that. It's amazing.
So, Annalise, does he kind of annoy you sometimes when he's that positive?
Yes.
But he seems like a good brother, and you seem like a great sister. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I guess. We're keeping you up late. I'm excited that you guys... can you tell me about this Chinese restaurant that you're going to? Have you guys been there before?
This is Noah's pick. He's introducing me to this place that closes at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
My friend showed me it, and it was probably one of the best Chinese foods that I've eaten in a while.
Tell me about this restaurant.
So it's in Chinatown. It's open till 4 a.m., and you like get this one big serving of any dish, and it's not like... It's just like one big dish that you would share with your entire table.
Like family style?
Yeah. But hands down, really good food.
And what's the name of it? Shy
Cafe in Chinatown.
Shy Cafe in Chinatown. You've introduced the whole audience, by the way. You just I don't know if you realize this, but because we're on at night, our radio waves carry across about 38 states and parts of Canada. Just so you get an idea of where people are hearing your story and how important it is to talk and to share that kind of stuff. Annalise, have you been to Shy Cafe?
No.
No, it's your first. Did you go online and take a look and see what your...
No, he showed me on his phone.
Yeah.
Does it look good? If they get up in money, I better get some money out of it.
What do you mean? Yeah, if they get a good number of customers coming in the next few days, especially this show. That's, you know what? I got to bring that back. We used to have a segment where we would, like, what's open now?
I mean, yeah, that's it's a great thing to talk about.
Yeah,
and I think we need to go check this place out.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Great way to get Ro to spend all of her money overnight.
Well, I still have to go to the restaurant you've told me about. How late do they close?
Ooh, it depends on the places. Some areas they're 24 hours.
Which one is it again?
Baba's.
Baba's. Have you ever heard of Baba's? Nobody?
Oh my goodness.
What is that?
People.
What kind of food is
what
that?
She's going on.
What is it? What is
Baba's
it?
Baba's is it's most famously known for their Philly cheesesteak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Look at that smile. You just lit up.
Yes. And then they get the fries. You get the fries with the mild sauce on them. Mm-hmm. The Philly cheesesteaks are big and stacked. And you're like thinking $6-$7. It's the bomb. Baba's Steak and Lemonade is what it's called.
Okay.
There's one in Markham in the south and south side, south suburbs. There's one in Country Club Hills. There's one on 113th and Hosted.
She's got them all.
I'm like, so that would be for the places. Splurge meal.
Yeah.
There you go. Occasional.
See, that's why I love my little show. We're helping people out in so many different ways. Talk a little bit of food, and we are talking to our friends from the Bridge Youth and Family Services. Their Take Flight. Their annual fundraiser gala is this Saturday, April 13th, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Meadows Club, which is at 2950 Golf Road. You can go to bridgeyouth.org, go to their calendars and events, click on that, and you can find out more about how you can get tickets to it. And I just got a text from a very good friend of the show and one of our favorite people on the planet, a firefighter, Todd Chuchuk, was wondering how many kids are in the program.
Well, there's always room for more kids because I feel like every child needs a mentor, even if they have the healthiest family situation. It's never too many, never too much to ask for an additional positive person.
I feel like every kid needs. Not every kid wants to be around their family 24/7. Like, I deal with that at home. Like, you could be the most positive person in the world. Like, okay, yeah, you need to leave me alone for at least an hour or two.
Yeah, and this is a place where you can go do that.
Yeah.
So
right now we probably have around 25 kids or so. Half of them are matched and half are waiting for their own mentor.
Okay. So you are in need of mentors.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course we welcome men and women, but obviously there's always a longer waiting list for the boys. So this is a special shout out to the guys out there. It's fun. It's honestly, when you start doing it, you might think it's a big time commitment, but it's like hanging out with your best friend. And that's not something you look at as a time commitment. That's something you look forward to at the end of a busy week, right? So that's what these relationships turn into. So don't be turned off by the commitment. Just give it a try.
Incredible. Yeah, it is a great program. I'm so impressed, and I want people to get involved. You can go to the website bridgeyouth.org, and you'll see a tab for support Bridge Kids. You can donate, you can volunteer, and you can help them out in so many different ways. And again, we would love to have you come join us for the gala, the Take Flight 2019 annual fundraiser, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Meadows Club this Saturday night, and that's at 2950 Golf Road. I can't wait to really, and I invite you back if you guys have, you know, some like some fundraising, not just fundraising, but like some programs you want to let people know about. You need more volunteers. Let us know. Our door's always open for you. It was great meeting you all. Enjoy your dinner at Chai Cafe. Quick break, and then the news after this on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN.